Hey, what's up, everybody? Sarah back. So these are the reasons you should say F you to the SBA loan. Say no to this drug dealing, no money having, broke as F drug dealer, the U.S. Treasury. Okay, I see some of you financial advisors taking the SBA loan. WTF, be a leader and take control instead of taking the handout. So here's what I have to say about that. The number one reason you financial advisors should not be taking the SBA loan is the question of, do you really need the money? I think a lot of you don't, but you're just taking it because you think it's a smart financial move because it's quote unquote a forgivable loan. Now, this, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is still debt you'd be taking on, right? If you don't need it, then why take it? Because you got to realize when you take it, it makes the government have fewer resources to give out to those who are really in a bad place. This was designed for the people with revenues down 100%, like the people who have literally had to close their businesses because of the crisis. Not you financial advisors who have maybe taken a haircut on your AUM fees, okay? You're down 10%, you're down 20%. Okay, that is a different story than the people who are down 100% of revenue. This is who it was intended for, not you, okay? And I want you to remember where this fits into the grand scheme of things. Okay, now this is America we're talking about. I want you to think about all the people in our country who are suffering. Okay, don't take the help that they need. Make the right decision for your country above all, okay? Number two, why would you need a loan? Okay, let's just think about this for a minute. Didn't you financial advisors follow your own advice and have an emergency fund? I mean, didn't you? This is what you all talk about on your blogs. If your AUM is down and you lose customers, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I understand about most of you in your businesses, can't you run your business out of your home and lower your overhead? Because I think for a financial advisor, most of the expenses that you have are related to your staff. This is not a manufacturing business. It's not like you have to buy a lot of capital, you have a lot of capital and buy equipment. Okay, like maybe you needed a loan if you were renovating your office. But I think right now, most of you are still up and running and working remotely. And yes, your AUM fees are down, but it's not like you're a hair salon where you have a lease and you have rent to pay and then all of a sudden you have no customers. I mean, it's not like you're a restaurant where you lost like 2 months of food because you don't have any customers and you have no one to make the food for. I mean, you're still an operative business, right? And so my question is, like, how badly did some of you plan for this? And then it also leads me to the question of how profitable was your business before all of this happened? Because if you recall, I was talking about this quite a bit on this podcast. Okay, about deepening profitability, about serving larger clients so that you have that cushion, so that you have that wiggle room in case an event like this happens. Okay, I mean, how can you expect someone to pay you $10,000 a year to keep them out of bad financial situations when you yourself are in a bad financial situation that you should have planned for? And I mean, you didn't know that the economy is cyclical, you advisors? You didn't know that something like this was gonna happen someday? Especially y'all that have been in the business like 20 years. I mean, I went through this once. I went through 2008 and got my butt kicked, right? So how can some of you sit across the table from a business owner and say, you should have a business plan, let me help you make sure that your business is safe and solid no matter what happens. I mean, I think a lot of you, when you want to work with business owners, you're interested in the exit planning because you want to sell an insurance payment. And I'm sorry, an insurance plan. And excuse me, I'm sorry to say it, but I mean, it calls into question, if this is what you all are facing in your own businesses, I mean, really, should a business owner be working and be consulting with you on financial advice if you yourself can't help yourself get out of a situation or not get into a situation that they would be facing? I'll give you an example. I got my butt kicked in the last recession. I was at Lehman. I got laid off. And I had no plan B at that point. I was, what was it, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago. Very naive. Very, I would say I was like in the early middle part of my career. And as a result of having that bad experience, I made sure that when I started this business, that I had a plan B. And so it went something like this. I used to do resumes for people in career coaching way back. I mean, like 4 years ago when I originally got into what I'm doing now, when I stopped being a financial advisor and I got into doing marketing and writing and stuff. I had all these resume clients, and it happened because I had this one video on how I passed the CFA exam, and the video pretty much went viral, was all over YouTube, and all these analysts all of a sudden are emailing me and saying they want a resume revision. And so then I kind of got involved with a little bit of like career consulting for them, helping them with their interviewing skills. But then I got involved with advisor marketing, and that part of the business really took off. So the whole time I'm focusing on advisor marketing as the main part of my business, I'm still putting up an occasional video on career stuff. Why did I do that? And you can see this if you follow me on YouTube. The channel was still growing because I had several videos that were quite popular. I had 70 videos with over 1,000 views on them. And so as a result, the channel kept growing. And even though I was investing such little time in creating new videos, I had so many videos out. But I was very intentional about it. I wanted to say this because I wanted this business as an option, because it was part of my business plan that I wanted an uncorrelated revenue stream with financial advisor marketing, which is the brunt of my business, because I know that the economy is cyclical and I know that in a recession, people need resume and job search help. So in a way, it's like the uncorrelated asset. It's like a hedge, right? So the whole time I'm going along here, and we're in the bull market, and no matter how hard it was though, I made an effort to put up a video every few months, even when I had like, I mean, you know, like three kids under 4 years old, you know, like just had a baby, you know, like there are so many times I had a baby, like basically every, I would say like at least year and a half, I had my kids very close together. Was it hard? Yes, it was. I mean, there are videos of me, you know, with my hair like a bird's nest, and I'm sitting there talking about, and I've got a baby like in the baby sling in front of me, and I'm talking about job stuff. And it didn't matter. I just wanted to keep the channel going and be there for people. And well, it paid off, because last week I signed two new clients, and then I got a third one that's probably going to sign this week. I mean, these three people, literally one of them came back to me from business I had done long ago with him. And then two more were just new from another past client. And then I have a bunch of other people interested too. And it's just because this was, I feel, an example of good business planning, where, you know, maybe where fees may be like business may be down in the financial advisor marketing realm, I have this hedge. And so, I mean, I've said this before, but I just feel that as an advisor, you should think through your business plan. You should sit down and model it out. I've presented you with, I mean, on YouTube, I have a video about this. If you don't know which podcast to go to, it's, I mean, there's, let me see, Get a Lit Profit Margin. That's the title of the podcast that I did. But you absolutely should be mapping out your business profitability, and you should be thinking about these things. And you really should be looking at the higher margin clients and increasing your business's profitability by adding more value to the people with more wealth. If you can do that, if there is a way to do that, I think that you should do that. And I've said this before on the podcast, you know, taking the SBA loan is maybe a band-aid, but it's not going to help fix what may be wrong with your business plan structurally. Number three reason, I think that you could be creative and get the money other ways. I mean, I would sell crafts through Etsy. I would like sell porcelain pigs that I made with clay before I took the SBA loan. Okay. Learn how to sell and get new clients. This is a fixable problem, but you need to have a plan. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how I could have made it any easier for you. I have a membership for $30 a month. Okay. Go tutor somebody in like chemistry tutor someone's kid for $30 over Zoom conference if you can't get the $35 a month, okay? But find some way to get 35 bucks a month and join my membership. I've published information on this for free. Now, it's called the Crisis Marketing Plan. It's a podcast here I have. Look on iTunes for it. Now, I mean, you know, following the plan isn't that easy, and a lot of people like me as a coach. Not trying to pitch my services, but I guess I just did. Sorry. For $35, I think it's not going to be too much of a burden for anybody. And if you are having questions or difficulties doing it, or I mean, I'm great to work with anyways, but I have published it for free. It's kind of general, and there's a lot of ways that you could probably do things wrong, I guess, but it's an idea at least, and I'm always publishing ideas. But other ideas of ways that you can make money other than getting clients through the Crisis Marketing Plan would be to do hourly consultations, do paid webinars, okay? Look, I mean, you could even get really creative, and you could do something like, if you're working with rich clients, you could start doing something like, you could start selling vitamins to them, like as an affiliate. You'd have to revise your ADV or whatever legal documentation, but like you could get a side business selling like immunity drinks or whatever, like to your rich clients. Okay. My point is that, again, you need a permanent solution. Be creative. Think of other ways to get the money. If it's just a question of getting money, there are other ways to get money other than taking out the SBA loan. Don't be lazy and just take the easiest solution that this drug dealing U.S. Treasury, I say drug dealing as like an exaggeration, but it's almost like they're pushing this like thing on you. I mean, it sounds good, but I think there's a lot of catches here. Mainly number four, which I'm going to mention, which is I think you should never, ever, 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 ever get involved with the government unless you have to. And look, I'm not trying to say anything against America. And again, like I love America myself, but like it, just stay away from the government, folks. Dealing with them is frustrating to the point of tears. Isn't this why you became a business owner? Because you like efficiency. If you wanted to be involved with the government, you would have gone to work for the Social Security Administration. Don't take the handout from the government. It's not the right mindset to be in. It might seem like you're getting free money and it's, you know, handed to you and it's easy. It's not going to be easy in the long term, folks. This is the government you're dealing with. They make nothing that easy. It's not as easy as it seems. Number five, don't forget about the debt. This is debt you are taking on, okay? This is a major financial decision. This is not some kind of a free money, okay? This is debt. Given that you are regulated, some of you may need to actually make this apparent in your legal documentation. Now, this is not legal advice. This does not apply to anybody specifically, okay? I think it matters the level of indebtedness that you have, whatever. I am not a lawyer and I'm not advising on that. I'm just saying that if for some reason people were to ever find out that you took this loan, some people may have some questions about that, okay? Because namely, for example, you could be competing with your own clients for those of you that are serving business owners. I mean, especially imagine this scenario. Imagine, because this is a cyclical economy, imagine that your AUM fees or whatever, like your fees come back at some point and turns out, you know, you really didn't need the loan that much in the long term. Okay. It's just another thing you have to explain. And like I said, who knows, but check with your lawyer if you have to document or release this somehow publicly. So keep in mind that, you know, there may be some, it may be more visible than you think. It might not be just a private thing that you're doing. So anyways, just to summarize, what I would just say to make this motivational is that the crisis is going to show us who the real leaders are. If you don't have the skills you need to be a leader right now, then get them and get them quickly. I mean, I have shows here on crisis marketing and on profitability. No, I'm not saying that I'm the expert in any of these things. I'd like to think that I am, but you never know. What I mean is I certainly acknowledge that there are others that are very intelligent about this. And I honestly think that you should consult with them as well if they have resources for you. Now, like I mentioned, I do have this membership. I think doing it on your own can sometimes be hard, especially now. I do have this product, this service. You know, there's a sign-up fee and then there's $35 a month. Not going to kill you. It's affordable. And I designed it that way on purpose because in times like this, I know that people might need guidance, but they also might not have tons of spare cash. Whatever, okay? If you just want to stay with me here on the podcast, I do provide an awful lot of ideas, but you know, ideas are just ideas. And then it's up to you to take them and implement them and make them work. Maybe you can do it on your own and maybe you can't. Some people can and some people can't. Whatever you do though, understand there are certainly plenty of ways to get through this, but you have to try hard. You're going to have to get creative. And this really is the time when the fearless leaders are the ones that are going to be visible as the leaders. And the ones who are not, it's going to be pretty hard to hide from it, especially since there's obviously no end in sight. Who knows what's happening? Nobody really knows. Is it different this time? Who knows? But I'm not advocating for anybody sitting there thinking about it. I think you should get off the news, get off Twitter, get away from the drama and the bad news and all of the fear-mongering. And I think you should do something productive. And whatever you do, just take control, but don't take the handout. I think you should say F you to the SBA loan, y'all. That's my advice. Bye.